Chapter 11, Aunt Beast. "No," Mr. Murray said sharply. "Please put her down." A sense of amusement seemed to emanate from the beasts. The tallest, who seemed to be the spokesman, said, "We frighten you?" "What are you going to do with us?" Mr. Murray asked. The beast said, "I'm sorry. We communicate better with the other one." He turned toward Calvin. "Who are you?"
"I'm Calvin O'Keefe."
"What's that?"
"I'm a boy, a young man."
"You, too, are afraid?"
"I'm not sure."
"Tell me," the beast said, "what do you suppose you'd do if three of us suddenly arrived on your home planet?"
"Shoot you, I guess," Calvin admitted.
"Then isn't that what we should do with you?"
Calvin's freckles seemed to deepen, but he answered quietly, "I'd really rather you didn't. I mean, the Earth's my home, and I'd rather be there than anywhere in the world, I mean the universe. And I can't wait to get back, but we make some awful bloopers there."
The smallest beast, the one holding Meg, said, "And perhaps they aren't used to visitors from other planets."
"Used to it," Calvin exclaimed. "We've never had any, as far as I know."
"Why?"
"I don't know."
The middle beast, a tremor of trepidation in his words, said, "You aren't from a dark planet, are you?"
"No."
Calvin shook his head firmly, though the beast couldn't see him.
We're shadowed, but we're fighting the shadow."
The beast holding Meg questioned, "You three are fighting?"
"Yes," Calvin answered, "now that we know about it."
The tall one turned back to Mr. Murray, speaking sternly. "You, the oldest, man, from where have you come? Now?"
Mr. Murray answered steadily, "From a planet called Kamazots." There was a mutter from the three beasts.
"We do not belong there," Mr. Murray said slowly and distinctly. "We were strangers there, as we are here. I was a prisoner there, and these children rescued me. My youngest son, my baby, is still there, trapped in the dark mind of it."
Meg tried to twist around in the beast's arms to glare at her father and Calvin.
Why were they being so frank? Weren't they aware of the danger? But again her anger dissolved as the gentle warmth from the tentacles flowed through her. She realized that she could move her fingers and toes with comparative freedom, and the pain was no longer so acute.
"We must take this child back with us," the beast holding her said.
Meg shouted at her father, "Don't leave me the way you left Charles!"
With this burst of terror, a spasm of pain racked her body and she gasped.
"Stop fighting," the beast told her. "You make it worse. Relax."
"That's what it said," Meg cried. "Father, Calvin, help!"